Vessi ran as fast as she could over the rough terrain, stumbling over the uneven footing. The sparse brush covering the rocky hillside offered little cover, but every now and then she would stop in the shadow of a boulder to catch her breath. She considered transforming herself into a puddle, or else a sheet of ice in a shady spot, but it would have been a dead giveaway. The winter had been a dry one, and her pursuers knew what she was capable of. "Stop!" yelled a voice not far behind her. "For heaven's sake, stop running like a wild thing! We're here to help you!" It wasn't Arvel's voice, nor any of his men. It belonged to a woman. Vessi stopped in her tracks, panting. The cold air stung her throat and her chest. A slender figure in a dark purple suit appeared over a hill, followed by two others. They looked nothing like Arvel's troops. Vessi allowed herself to relax slightly. "Ugh, this is the worst mission ever," one of the figures huffed out of breath. "I'm not trying to run marathons. Why didn't we bring Blue Shift?" "Oh, shut up, Rialto," snapped the woman in purple. Then she turned to Vessi. "I am Violet," she said, with an unmistakable note of authority. "We come from the Empowered Department. We're here to offer you amnesty." Vessi ran a hand through her ash-blonde hair.
"And what the hell is that, the Empowered Department?" she asked suspiciously. "Which government sent you? Did Arvel send you?"
She frowned.
"Tell him I won't be part of his army, nor of anyone else's. I won't put up with the training, or the killing."
Violet held up a hand. "Relax, we are not from any government, and we're definitely not here to recruit you to take over the world or anything. The Empowered Department only fights to keep the peace." "We could use someone like you," she added lightly, "but only if you're willing. We're not here to drag you away." Vessi eyed Violet critically. Oddly enough, she got the feeling the woman was telling the truth. Honesty was such a rare sight in her life that it was difficult to miss. Still, she couldn't shake the thought that there had to be a catch.
"You say you are part of no army, yet you don't deny that there will be fighting."
"No, can't deny that. They will definitely be fighting."
Vessi winced at her words.
"Then what makes you better than the warmongers that do draft people for their righteous cause?"
"We don't fight for personal gain," said Violet. "That is what makes us better. If we wanted anything in the world, anything at all, we could have already taken it. You know what the Empowered are capable of as well as I do. We also fight to defend the rights of the Empowered, so that governments can't take advantage of us, or experiment on us." Vessi thought about that. Then her mind wandered away to a word that still rang in her mind.
"You spoke of amnesty."
Violet nodded. "We will protect you from your pursuers. As long as you're a part of the Empowered Department, no government, nation, or organization can stake any claims on you."
"I beg to differ," said a man's voice, harsh and cold like the desolate landscape. "The Water Witch is ours. She owes her duty to our nation that has raised her."
A group of four people, all in military uniform and armed to the teeth, approached from a distance.
"Nobody owns me," Vessi hissed. "Least of all the government that raised me on ration bread, then treated me like a weapon rather than a person. I would rather die than surrender to you, Arvel."
The man's smile was as icy and cruel as his eyes.
"That can be arranged,"
he said, lifting his assault rifle to aim it at Vessi. His men followed suit without a word of command.
"Stop!"
Violet ordered firmly.
"If you assault a member of the Empowered Department, you will cause an international incident," she said matter-of-factly. Your country will be condemned for treachery. You will be court-martialed. Or worse, depending on what your government's policies are on such things.
You don't scare me, said Arvel,
though Vessi was relieved to notice that he hadn't ordered his men to fire. Violet's smile grew wider. That's because I haven't tried, she said. If you don't put your weapons down in 3 seconds, then I will scare you. I promise.